singer-songwriter Ali Gallardo knew she wanted to play piano before she even went to kindergarten. Her soulful ballads and melodic choruses blur the lines of folk and indie rock, and she's often joined by an ensemble of guitar, bass, and drums. But for her Studio A performance here at WDET, she performed two exclusive songs with just her and a piano. The Hamtramck-based artist is doing a solo set at PJ's Lagerhaus this Sunday night with Ryan Traeger and Jordan Talsky. And she spoke with Culture Shift's Jeff Milo about her life and music and opened up the set with a song called Soon, which you can only find up on YouTube, and played us another track for live from Studio A.
Sticks and stones and stories, give me all that you got.
Ali, I've interviewed a lot of musicians, and they all say that often they come from musical families, and they took piano lessons and hated it. That's not necessarily the case with you in either department. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, it's a funny inverse. So the most musical members of my family sing in church choir, but I never really grew up with instruments around the house. Mm-hmm. You know, my family loved music and listened to a lot of it, and I was really lucky that my mom played a lot of Prince. I distinctly remember her in our old minivan, really trying hard to fast forward the lewder lines from Prince when we would listen to it in the car, which is great. I was excited to be an adult and actually hear the real lyrics. But yeah, we didn't really have anything around the house to learn or practice. And I remember begging my mom from the time I was like 3 years old, like, this is something I like, I want to do it. And she had no idea because she didn't really have the context. And so I remember her asking around other moms that were like, what do you do with a 5 year old? What do you do? And right. They were like, you have to put them on the piano. And I just was so thrilled to be able to do that. I stopped taking lessons in high school because I got too cool for classical music.
Don't we all?
As you do. Mm-hmm. And plus, I was in every musical extracurricular I could sign up for in high school, and I just stopped having time for it. But it was so wonderful to me. As much as I hated practicing and rules, I loved being able to finally learn about music.
And so, Ali, you are on the west side of the state, and you graduated high school early, correct? And then you wound up over in the Twin Cities. Tell us about that.
So I graduated from high school when I was 16 because I skipped a couple grades in there. And then I moved to Grand Rapids to study music in college. But I just, you know, I was on this path where I could be a vocal major or a flute major or a piano major. And none of those things really were what I wanted to do. And I found myself in practice rooms writing songs instead of doing my real homework. And I found McNally Smith College of Music in St. Paul.
St. Paul.
I always say Minneapolis because it's the cooler city.
Twin cities. Yeah, exactly.
I ended up majoring in songwriting there and then, getting that degree.
You actually crossed paths with the guy from Semisonic?
I did, Dan Wilson. Such a cool guy. He did a masterclass at McNally, a songwriting masterclass. I was one of the only people bold enough to get up on stage when he was like, do you want to co-write a song? And I was usually pretty shy, but had a moment that was like, this is my one chance to be on a stage with Dan Wilson.
Did Closing Time ever come up?
I mean,
have you ever played it?
I actually have never played it.
Okay,
but I think Dan gets enough royalties from Closing Time.
He gets enough of that. Let's listen to another song. This one's called Normal Stuff. Can you tell us about this one?
It is. So it's a little ode to taking care of your mental health. And hearing those messages that are like, oh, well, just go for a run and then you won't be depressed anymore. But that's not really how it works. So I wanted to write about it.
Wake up, mind empty, keep calm, it'll be all right. Feels like I'm working against me, doing nothing at the speed of light. Look straight in the mirror, unsure exactly who I see. She looks so familiar, at a first glance, kind of like me. Sometimes the normal stuff is not enough. Sometimes the normal stuff is not enough. So get me something stronger that'll last me longer while I'm waiting for this to kick in. I wish I could sink, but I swim. Slow down, try meditation. meditation. Speed up, get some exercise. It'll help your concentration. It'll help to slow your speed in mind. But what if nothing happens? Or something happens too much? It's just the way you act. It's like it's magic. I don't have that luck. Sometimes the normal stuff is not enough. Sometimes the normal stuff is not enough. So get me something stronger that'll last me longer while I'm waiting for this to kick in. I wish I could sink, but I swim. Sometimes the normal stuff is not enough. So get me something stronger that'll last me longer while I'm waiting for this to kick in. I wish I could sink, but I swim.
Ali Gaietto live right here in WDET Studio A. That song was called Normal Stuff. You can see her Sunday night at PJ's Lager House. Ali, thanks for being here, Ali.
Thank you so much, Jeff.
Believes in God, you believe in a bottle. I believe I'll steady myself where I can. She says her prayers, I prepare a confession. Honey, you've got to choose between two promised lands. And I know this, so it's always been this way. You think that I didn't notice. Just give me
That is singer-songwriter Ali Gaietto. She spoke with Jeff Milo. Recordings of her songs and her band are available online, and you can also see her perform a set this Sunday night at PJ's Lager House in Corktown. This is Culture Shift on 101.9 WDET.